Let me just interrupt that. Questions are paramount. I want to try to answer this. I don't really know the answer as you asked it there, but the way it was presented in the lesson, Byron was saying that Barnabas is an apostle, and that's proved by scripture there that he showed us in Acts 14, verse 14. It doesn't say he's an apostle in the body of Christ, or he's an apostle behind the 12. You know, an apostle is a sent out one. The 12 were sent out. Paul was sent out. But so was Timothy sent out. Barnabas was sent in that meeting there in Acts 13, verses 1 through 4. So there were others. Barnabas was sent by, wasn't it Barnabas? Or was it Silas? Silas, I guess, was sent by the church in Jerusalem, Israel church, Israel of God, was sent out up to, hi, late. Good to see you. Come on in, Daryl. Was sent up. I'm trying to think where he was sent up to Antioch with those letters with Paul and Barnabas. So he was a sent out one. It doesn't call him an apostle. He wasn't one of the special apostles like the 12 or like Paul. Paul is a singular apostle in the body of Christ, being the apostle named in scripture as the, that's a singular, the apostle of the Gentiles. And so he's our apostle, and only him. He's the one. And God, through Jesus Christ, worked through Paul in giving us our instructions. Our instructions are in Paul's writings, Romans through Philemon. So Acts 13:2. Yeah, that's when the... let me just post that, since we're on the topic. There it is. As they ministered, talked about those five prophets and teachers, I think they were. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." So there's the call. And let's see what 3 and 4 say. There's 3 and... And when they had fasted and prayed, they laid their hands on them. Who's they? They laid their hands. That would be the rest of that five that started in verse 1, right? They laid their hands on them, and they sent them away. So there's a sending there by those five. Verse 4, so they who who's being sent out? That would be Barnabas and Paul being sent forth by the Holy Ghost. That's another sending of at the same event. That's the sending by the Holy Ghost. And that didn't end in Acts 14 like the one that those men sent them on. They sent them on the work, which ended in, let me think, Acts 14:26, I think. Yeah, here it is. But Paul and Barnabas, or at least Paul, was not without a commission, without a sending or an apostleship after that, after Acts 14:26. He was still sent out by the Holy Ghost in Acts 14:4. So people get hung up on that, saying that sending ended here in verse 26, the work which they fulfilled. They had fulfilled it, they went back. Well, let me read the whole verse. And thence sailed to Antioch, from whence they had been recommended to the grace of God for the work which they fulfilled. So, you know, that part was over with. But the Holy Ghost sending continued until they were sent to all people in Acts 20. All right. Any other comments? Follow up? We love questions. Sometimes we don't have answers, but we love the interchange, interaction. Let me see if I can find that song again. There we go. See you tomorrow. We'll start an hour early tomorrow. Perry Lemons, that we just heard, has a live Bible study at what is 6 o'clock here. It would be on the East Coast, it would be, what, 7 o'clock. And on the West Coast, 4 o'clock. Well, if you're home from work. But that's when we start. Copy the verses. We explained to me. The sun walked in and I tried to hear you. Okay. That would be about, what is Perry Lemon's website? Let me get that for you. I think I still have it pulled up. On what topic? Lori, what topic? That would be about Barnabas, about the apostleship, about one of the sendings expiring. These four verses we just did. Let me go back. Hold on. Okay. Acts 13, 1 through 4, I think you mean that. Excuse me just a minute. No, I was saying that, well, let's go through them again then. Let me just post them, starting with verse 1. Now, there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, such as certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that is called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manian, which had been brought up with Herod, the Tetrarch, and Saul. Verse 2. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me Barnabas and Saul for the work whereunto I have called them." And as we were talking the other day, the work has a special meaning there, being identified in Habakkuk 1:5. And when they had fasted and prayed, they laid their... And I was saying that the they there is those five that are mentioned in the first verse, those five prophets and teachers. When they laid their hands on him, on... I lost my place. 3, verse 3. When they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So that's one sending. Verse 4 is another sending, but it's for the same event. It's a different source of authority, though. Separate the me. Holy Ghost, Barnabas, and so on. Let's look at verse 4. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, that's the one that lasted. It didn't end in Acts 14:26 like the sending in verse 3 did. So when they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. So that was two sendings for one event from two different sources. Now, the Holy Ghost was leading those men, but those men, the sending that they sent him on ended in Acts 14:26. And just for clarity, I'm going to go ahead and post that. Did I post the... No, I didn't. Here. It's still sitting in that box. I'm not used to new Pal Talk yet after, what, how many weeks is this? And thence sailed to Antioch, from whence they had been recommended to the grace of God for the work. which they fulfilled. So that was done, that the work finished there at that point. Acts 14. Then you get into the meeting in Jerusalem between body of Christ apostle and Israel apostles and elders. And after that, you get to Philippi, Thessalonica, Corinth, Ephesus, and Paul gets arrested. And after that comes all that rigmarole, the courts and everything. But then, as far as the next, that's when we get the prison, I'm mumbling along, the prison epistles. So, that's the dividing point there between when he was introducing the gospel to the Jews and the Greeks in the synagogues, God giving mercy beyond what he promised even. He said it would be a work in the synagogue, a work which they would not believe, but he still offered salvation. Didn't say it was going to be salvation at the moment. They didn't know about the new pattern of salvation that would be, that Paul would be saved by. So all that was prophesied was let me get that. Habakkuk 1:5. Behold you among the heathen, and regard and wonder marvelously, for I will work a work in your days which you will not believe, though it be told you. And that goes hand in hand, I think, with the provocation verses, the verses about Israel being provoked to belief, to jealousy, but let me just post it. I'm trying to do two things at once. They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities, and I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. The Greeks were not a nationality. They are a people group, but they're not a people in the sense of a nation. They're God seekers. You know, they're seekers of the wisdom and knowledge of God. They bless Israel. And he goes on, I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. And to apostate Israel, it was a foolish nation. It was actually a remnant that believed out of Israel, believed from Israel. But that's the verse. All right. Any follow-up questions? Let me go back and see if I missed anything. Let's see, Acts 13:4, sending you said didn't end. From the Holy Ghost, right? It didn't end at that Acts 14:26 verse. It continued on until it was changed. It was changed at the sending, and you can read that in Acts 22:17. Let me get that up. Acts 22:17 through 21. There we go. And it came to pass. Let me get some verses up there so I can read without distraction. Am I in the right place? And it came to pass that when I was come again to Jerusalem, so that's, he's starting the account over here. It's not what he was talking about before. Come again, it's a different time to Jerusalem. So he's starting an account now. When I was come again to Jerusalem, even while I prayed in the temple, I was in a trance and saw him saying unto me, make haste, get thee quickly out of Jerusalem, for they will not receive thy testimony concerning me. Well, you know, we read in Acts 18, when he went there and had that vision, it says that, getting ready to post, and when he had landed at Caesarea and gone up and saluted the church, and that's where we read that account there, get thee quickly out of Jerusalem, he went down to Antioch. Nothing about staying 2 weeks with Peter or staying 3 years in Damascus or any of that. This is a different time. This is the fourth trip. This was, well, he goes on. Should I, I got up to 18. 19. 20, that's Paul arguing with God. They know who I am, that I, the blood of the martyr Stephen was shed. I also was standing by and consenting unto his death, and kept the raiment of them that slew him. And he said unto me, depart, for I will send thee far hence. Now that's the sending that supersedes that sending that we read in Acts 13, verse 4, by the Holy Ghost. It goes beyond it. It's the same saving message, but it's sent to all people with a different name to distinguish it. So you're talking about one or the other by the name. You can identify it by the name. So, and that's, we read about that in Philippians 4, 15, about that second sending. Now, you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, so that's when the gospel started, one of the gospels, he already was preaching the gospel of God and the gospel of Christ. This is the gospel of the grace of God. And he says, when it was, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me. Concerning giving and receiving, but you only. Okay, this is later on. This is after the end of Acts. Paul writes Philippians 4:15. And he said, you know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia. So let's find where he departed. Maybe that'll clear it up. He departed from Macedonia in... I think this is the spot where he tricks them, isn't it? Let's see. These going before... No, maybe not. No, I got it backwards. It's some other place where he says, look like you're going down to the docks, but we'll go on a land route. Anyway, he went back up to Macedonia. And here he is leaving Macedonia in verse 6. Verse 6 says, and we sailed away from Philippi, which is the chief city in that part of Macedonia. We sailed away from Philippi, Macedonia, after the days of unleavened bread, and came unto them to Troas in 5 days, where we abode 7 days. And that's where he preached all night. That's the first time he had a meeting or preached since he was actually sent, leaving Philippi, Macedonia on the boat. He sailed away. That was his departing from Macedonia that Philippians 4:15 said was the beginning of the gospel. He preached all night, and Eutychus fell out the window, and Paul went down and healed him, brought him back up. And then they saw him to the boat, the ship, whatever it was. Now, did I confuse you further, or did that? I hope that completing information helped. I don't know. Any questions? So anyway, that sending away put the focus back in Acts 20 when it occurred. And we find out in Acts 22 That's where Paul tells us the information about his temple vision in Acts 18. And then you get to Acts 20 and he sails away from Philippi, Macedonia. And that's the beginning of the gospel. That's when Christ spoke to him. We don't have Christ's word sending him again, but we do have word in Acts 22:18, I believe it. 20? I will send thee. Acts 22:21. I will send thee far hence unto the Gentiles. Right there. Let's see. I got it. I wasn't aware of this work in Acts until last Friday, so I'm catching up. Oh, wow. A lot of miracles were performed back then. Was there miracles? I didn't read miracles, did I? I'm trying to think. Paul... One of the types of miracles, those five types of miracles I mentioned earlier, one of them is the signs of an apostle. And Paul had those. Independent of signs in the body or signs to Israel or signs by God, independent of those, he had, from God, signs of an apostle to prove he was an apostle, that people should listen to him. And some of those continued past the fall of Israel, past the second sending of Paul even. You've got Paul shaking off the deadly poisonous snake there at the when they landed on an island from the shipwreck, you know. Somewhere back there, Acts 27 or 28, you've got Paul sending handkerchiefs. And but that all ends when Acts 28 cuts off. Well, there cut off is a biblical term, talking about the branches, but cut off Israel. I just don't like using the term set aside because that's. Not a biblical term, it's a denominational term. But Israel was actually, at that point, that was their casting away. Romans 11:15 names it as their casting away in Acts 28. All right, let's see what else. No, just all the stuff that was being done and how you said he... brought back Eutychus. That was a miracle, yeah. That was a sign of an apostle. I don't know if I said that name right in the end. Yep. Well, I know what you mean, yeah. I probably spell it wrong more than I do right. Okay. All right. I think I found the song again. And if we need to go on, we can. I don't see any more comments, though. I'm glad that we got to talk together. And others, I know Daryl, I don't see him anymore. But he can answer these, too. And Gary Walker goes by another name in Facebook. But you can contact him or me. I'm not trying to. I love questions. So, all right, let me find that song and we'll get back to. Gary doesn't like to type. He needs a mic. Yeah, well, I do too. My fingers are big and the little letters on those keyboards are so tiny. I keep going back and correcting. Anyway. Well, I'd rather answer questions with typing than not have questions and don't have to type. You know, I type to get the job done, but I can't give as full an answer. you know, it'd take me an hour, what I just said after after we played that first song there. It'd take me an hour to try and type on that little phone all that. Sorry. But it's worth it, you know. It's just that I'd rather do it on the computer and be able to type quicker and get a fuller answer out. Well, I don't know. I got it recorded. I'll put the video. I always put those the lesson when I do a lesson. I have stopped putting every lesson, everybody's lessons, on the recent lessons page. I just put them when we're going through a series or something. But I can try to get this included on the recent lessons page today. Okay, time for music. Here we go.